This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois and 20 other states today are suing the Trump administration to block a federal rule that could make some government and nonprofit employees no longer eligible for student loan forgiveness. This rule would give the Department of Education the ability to say certain employers are not eligible for public service loan forgiveness if they have a, quote, substantial illegal purpose. This lawsuit filed today argues the federal rule is unlawful and the broad language could open the door for the Trump administration to target states it doesn't like. Thrill seekers in Chicago are now subway surfing. This is where people ride atop trains, leap from car to car. CTA data reports on subway surfing are not alarming, but the data does show the extreme sport is happening here. Chicago Sun-Times reporter Robert Hergeth found 24 train surfing incidents have been logged since 2023. He spoke with some surfers who told him they enjoy the high-stakes excitement. Hergeth says CTA does not want to draw attention to the crime and give other Chicagoans bad ideas.
The CTA has a long history of putting its head in the sand on matters of crime and transparency. So they won't address it.
CTA officials tell Hergeth they prioritize more common violations, including smoking, drinking, theft, and violent crimes. Students and staff are celebrating the opening of a new facility at the Philip J. Rock Center and School. This is in West Suburban Glen Ellyn. This is the only publicly funded residential school for deaf, blind students in the country. This new facility includes classrooms, activity spaces, and dorms, and an adaptive playground is on the way. Illinois contributed more than $20 million in capital funding for the project. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker spoke at a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the facility today and says the state invested in the project because it has a responsibility to provide children with the support and opportunities they need. And it's a major league high 3 Gold Glove winners this year for the Cubs. Pete Crow Armstrong, Ian Happ, and Nico Horner all took home baseball's most coveted fielding honor. This was the fourth consecutive year Happ won the award for his work in left field. He says it was all part of this year's unbelievable defensive team.
We built off each other and kind of fed off each other and the energy, and it was a real source of pride amongst the group. But for me personally, just being able to stack consecutive quality defensive seasons on top of each other is something I'm pretty proud of.
It was the first Gold Glove for Crow Armstrong, who had an all-star season at center field. Horner earned the award for the second time for his play at second base. You're listening to The Rundown. Margaret Burroughs is well known as the founder of the DuSable Museum in Chicago, but perhaps lesser known is her decades-long work in prison education. We have the story from Curious City.
I'm Tiara Hicks, and I'm a senior at Simeon Career Academy. When it comes to Black history, the only people I really learned about in school were Emmett Till, Martin Luther King, and Rosa Parks. Oh, and Harriet Tubman. And me being a scholar, I listen anyway, but are they really gonna keep repeating the same thing? It's like when your mom keeps telling you to do the dishes. It just makes you not want to do the dishes. If I was teaching history, I'd tell you about Dr. B, Margaret Burroughs.
What shall I tell my children who are Black of what it means to be a captive in this dark skin? What shall I tell my dear ones, fruit of my womb?
Dr. Burroughs was an artist and a poet in Chicago from the 1920s to her death in 2010. She was also a teacher, an organizer, and a force to be reckoned with. She started the DuSable Black History Museum in her home in 1959.
That's big. That's how much that she cared and loved our people, that she wanted to make sure that we know our history and our contribution to civilization.
That's Cedric X. Cow, one of Dr. B's former students, and this is what I really want to tell you about, that she taught in prison for over 30 years. Who do you know who would travel 35 miles every Tuesday on public transportation to Stateville for people who aren't even her kids?
She would get on the bus, the train, and make it there faithfully. Like rain, sleet, snow, she would be there.
That's Anthony Spaulding, another student. Over the past couple years, me and some other young people have been interviewing Dr. B's Stateville students here in Chicago.
How old were you when you met Dr. Burroughs?
People like Marcos Gray.
It was a few years after I had already been incarcerated at Stateville, and I was in my early 20s.
And Carl Williams.
How would you describe Dr. Burroughs as a teacher and a person?
Straightforward, humble, respectable, but she's very demanding as well.
Every week, Dr. Burroughs would give the guys assignments, like to bring back a poem or a drawing for the next class.
So when we come in, everybody signed their name on the list, like, okay, it's your turn to present this. And it would go down like an open mic sort of thing.
She tried to instill this within all of us, like, what will your legacy be? Write it down.
For some of the guys there, Dr. Burroughs was their only visitor.
We called her Mother Burroughs. She was our mother and grandmother in that space.
We came in the classroom, we hugged and kissed her, which was actually forbidden to do in prison, but they respected her enough and synced our love for her that they allowed us to do that.
She was a lioness, revolutionary, but we called her mama.
If I was teaching history class, I'd say Dr. Burroughs is a strong black woman. I'll probably give it a quiet moment after I say that. Because you have to be really strong to voluntarily go to a prison. A lot of folks think prisons are full of bad people, but Dr. B had a different thought. Like, these guys need my help.
A lot of brothers become hopeless, and that is not good. So you wanna let them know, man, somebody care for them.
And she will always say, invest in the beauty of who you are, because when you do that, you get to pass that on to somebody else. Somebody else gets to see it.
Out of all the advice that she gave you, what would you say was the best piece of advice?
Project your voice. It doesn't help you to not be heard.
Are you grateful that you met her?
Yes, I'm very, very grateful. There was nothing that we couldn't do based upon what she instilled in us. Even though we were in such an abysmal place, like prison, being told we would never get out and things of that nature, but she didn't see us in that way.
When she seen us, what she seen was her own sons.
It's a term she always used in one of her poems, a star in the sky of my mind. That's what she is to me.
Dr. Burroughs died when she was 95 years old, but Carl, Anthony, Marcos, and Cedric were still incarcerated then.
That'd have been nice to make it home to her so she can see all of her students, that it's a lot of us that's out here doing real good. And I thought she would have been proud to see that.
She taught them how to express themselves. She helped them see that they deserved redemption just by showing up and caring.
I got a poem name for you, My Name Rings Redemption.
Ooh, I like that title.
Freestyle, you so good.
You thought you had me. You thought you had me on my knees, cuffed up, linked up to all those on that bluebird. But y'all didn't see the dream. Y'all didn't see the vision. Y'all didn't see me coming through this wall. Y'all thought y'all had me. But no, I've been redeemed. Why I've been redeemed?
The Burroughs Legacy team is Kamaria Noble, Makai Harris, Jaquavis Swift, and Rashid Harvey. For Curious City, I'm Tiara Hicks.
Weather sunny and windy, a pleasant day, high near 60 today, and then becoming cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s, and Tuesday, partly sunny and pleasant, high again near 60. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.